All right, what's up, y'all? So, welcome to the very first episode of the Dow for Jesus podcast. I'm your host, All-Star Dave. So, for those of you that don't know who I am, I'm an artist, a producer, engineer. I usually just focus on doing music and stuff, but recently I've been working on rebuilding my relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and feeling compelled to start talking to you guys more honestly and from the heart, and just kind of creating my own safe space where we can have discussions about God and just take our journey together, you know, and getting to know Jesus, and just being able to be honest and question things, and kind of trying to just build a community through the podcast, you know. So the reason I named it Dow for Jesus is because for like the past however many years, I've been making like a series of songs that are named Dow for Jesus, which is basically whenever I was like at a low, and even to this day when I'm like more at highs, whenever I feel like I need to talk to God and ask questions, I would title the song, you know, Dow for Jesus. It's my way of saying like, hey, I'm calling upon you and I'm asking you these things and just waiting for a response, you know. And the songs kind of originally started off more in a sad space of feeling lost and feeling like I need God, I need Jesus in my life, but I was at that stage where it was that woe is me mentality. I'm blaming him for a lot of things and I'm asking questions, but my heart isn't open to actually receiving answers and receiving proper wisdom and knowledge, you know. So I did the first song when I was like, what, 18, 19, and, you know, I'm 27 turning 28 now. So it's like within that decade, I've grown so much, you know, mentally, physically, spiritually, and I feel ready to use that title to create this podcast now, you know, and make it a place where like every time I sit down and do this, I am dialing for Jesus. I'm calling upon him. I'm calling upon him through prayer, through the word of God, you know, and just creating that place that I've been searching for a long time, you know, and just wanted to do the podcast so that, you know, every week, you know, I'll probably do these on Sundays or something. Every week, you guys can kind of just join me, see where I'm at along my journey, listen to my testimony, and it'll be pretty cool, man. I'm just going to make them short, like 20, 30 minutes to start, you know. So I just have like bullet points and stuff that I want to cover, you know. So that's why I'm making the podcast, and where I'm at in my journey, like I said, I grew up in church, but as an adult, I never decided fully to commit myself to, you know, God, into his word, into actually getting to know him, because the most important thing that God wants from us is a relationship. He wants for us to get to know him personally, because he knows all of us. He knows every flaw, every detail, everything. He designed us, you know, but we don't know him until we actually decide that we want to get to know him, you know, and that's where I'm going. You know, I was baptized as a child, but through my current wisdom and knowledge, I'm on my journey to be baptized again, because I realized as a child, it wasn't my choice. And the greatest gift that God gave us was free will. And as an adult, I'm using my free will to decide to be baptized again, you know, but from my free will, you know, not from my parents and grandparents that took me at like 3 years old. And I want to definitely do another podcast later on covering that more. But I just want you guys to know where I'm currently at and where I'm going with my testimony, because that's really where my heart is right now, leaning towards finding my proper church family. And I'm on the road to my, you know, adult baptism. So, yeah, so I started doing like TikToks and stuff where I'm posting like little daily things, just asking questions and reading scripture and stuff. And it's been really helpful to me. And it's what's giving me like courage to start doing the podcast for real. Because there is a sense of urgency. And I know anybody that even has an inkling of a relationship with Christ, whether you're active in it or whether you did in the past or whether you grew up in the church or whether you have friends that talk to you about it, at the end of the day, anybody will tell you there is a sense of urgency. You know, the world is at an all-time high for craziness and for anxiety and for spiritual attacks. And now is the time. Like, I cannot stress it more. Now is the time, you know. So that's why we're starting this today. So the first video I did on TikTok, I was talking about the concept of being a lukewarm Christian. And basically, being a lukewarm Christian is those that have more knowledge than others on, you know, God, Jesus Christ, and his word, you know, knows what sins are, what sins, you know, and picks and chooses from their own convenience, you know. And a lot of us do that on the daily. And that's one of the biggest problems that I've been realizing about myself and just about the world in general, that we have this feeling that, like, because our sins aren't as bad as other people's sins, that it's okay, that we'll be saved, you know. And we get the idea that God is a loving God, a trusting God, a forgiveful God. We use that to our advantage, in my opinion, where it's like, well, God's a forgiving God, right? So the fact that I'm having premarital sex, the fact that, you know, I might take this and that here and there from somebody, or the fact that I might use foul language at somebody or have disturbing thoughts or fall victim to lust, whatever, because you're not killing somebody, because you never murdered, because you never raped, you never did these things. It's like, okay, well, those people are here with sin. I'm down here. So God's gonna, you know, focus more on how bad they were, and I'ma be saved. And it's like, that's not how it works. Those things are a sin for a reason, because no matter who does it, no matter how many good deeds you've done, it's still a sin, you know. And I think now more than ever, we need to truly start understanding that, because we are all living in sin. And I was telling one of my friends just yesterday on Instagram that the only person to ever exist without sin was Jesus Christ. So it's okay that we sin. That's the flaw of humans. Since Adam and Eve, we are sinners. We are the, you know, the seed of that. But you can repent. And to be a lukewarm Christian is to know that, but to keep going back of your own free will. There are those that live in countries and places that never get the opportunity to read a Bible, to get to know Jesus Christ, to go to church or anything, and they might live just as good a life as you, be a great person, help the needy, give money to the poor, be that shoulder to cry on, and, you know, walk a very Christ-like path, even though they don't know Christ. And they still will be judged for their sins, but they will be judged as those that did not get a chance to even know Jesus Christ, right? But if you do know Jesus Christ, you have read any part of the Bible, you have any conceptualization of what a sin is, even though you might walk just as justly a life as those people, you will be judged heavier because you know better. And God will cast his wrath upon you for that. And in my opinion, being a lukewarm Christian is going to be the worst punishment. It's going to be right up there with people that just completely abandoned God and went fully on Satan's side. Because you might as well. You know better. You know what God wants from you. You know the love that he offers. And you, from your own convenience, are like, all right, well, I'm going to kind of brush off this sin. And God's looking at you like, Why would you do that? Why would you risk your eternal soul and your eternal happiness? And that's what really inspired me to want to do this, because I've been a lukewarm Christian my entire life. And I'm repenting for it now at the age of 27. You know, I apologize, you know, allergy season. But yeah, so this is God. I've been praying to God and asking him what he needs and what he expects from me. And this is my call to action. I was blessed with, in my opinion, the gift of gab, I guess, the ability to sit down and speak from the heart with any and everybody. You know, I've never really struggled with being able to be vulnerable and put myself out there. And after meditating and praying on it, God told me, that's exactly what you need to do. you know, the music, I love doing music, but unless my music is making God happy and saying his words in my songs, I'm not compelled to do music anymore. But what I am compelled to do is sit down and speak from the heart, because it's easy. There's no excuse not to do it. Like, I'm literally just sitting here and just praising God with you guys. And it's the coolest thing you could ever do, man, in my opinion, you know. So that's where I'm at in my journey. Adjust this. There you go. So, yeah. Let me see. So, speaking on the topic of being a lukewarm Christian, I wanted to read from Revelations 3:15, because that's where I started with, like, the TikTok videos. And it says, "I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. You say, 'I am rich, I have acquired wealth, and do not need a thing.' But you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy for me gold refined in the fire, so you can become rich, and white clothes to wear, so you can cover your shameful nakedness, and salve to put on your eyes so you can see." Right? And I want you guys to really meditate on that and think about that, because this is how God feels about lukewarm Christians. He would rather you pick a side, and he would rather you pick his side. But because you are playing the fence, you will be punished for it. You are wretched. You are poor. You're nothing. Because at the end of the day, we all are nothing without God. And I cannot stress that enough to you guys. You know? So I want you guys to really consider whether you are a lukewarm Christian, or whether you have friends and family and acquaintances that are lukewarm Christians that speak on their faith, will preach the word to you when you're not acting right, but then go and do those same sins themselves, because we need a community. When I start falling, my wife is there to pick me up. My friends are there to pick me up. And I want to do the same thing. And that's what this podcast is. When you guys are falling, this podcast is here to pick you up. When I'm falling, this podcast is here to remind me of my own words, so that I am actually moving like Jesus Christ. You know, I'm tired of being wishy-washy. I'm tired of playing the fence, you know. And like I said, only Jesus was perfect. So I'm going to stumble. But the thing is that's important is that I do not revert to the me that did not have a relationship with God. All right? And I want you guys to really think about that and stress that. I can't stress that enough. So I want to talk about Jesus being the good shepherd, you know, because we live in this world where everything is goat talk. And etymology and the reasoning for words are a very important thing, because the sheep, the lamb, is a symbolism of God. It's written all over the Bible. The goat, the Baphomet, is a symbolism of Lucifer, of Satan. So when we are referring to artists, you know, basketball players, football players, whoever, as the goat, understand the meaning behind that word. Yeah, oh, it's greatest of all time. Yeah, but that's just what the acronym stands for. But the power behind the word goat itself, because Jesus was a shepherd. We are his sheep. So when we live in this society that teaches you to not be a sheep, understand that we are living backwards. Satan is the prince of this world, and he doesn't want us to be a sheep, because that means we are of Jesus' flock. So I want to read from you John 10, 11 through 18, where it says, "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life. I only take it up again. Only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. this command I received from my Father. Let's pick that apart, right? It says, I am the good shepherd. Jesus is the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep knows me. He knows all of us, and those that are followers of Christ know him. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. Just as Jesus is one with God and God is one with him. Right? And I laid down my life for the sheep. He was persecuted and died on the cross for his sheep, for us, for our sin. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. There are those that do not know Christ, that have not had the opportunity, that are not part of his flock, right? I must bring them also. It is his job, just as it is our job, to get those people, to save them and to bring them along, to not let them fall behind, to not let them not have the opportunity to get to know Jesus. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. When we spread the message of God, when we bring these people along, when we speak with grace and with love, they too will hear it. You can't deny God's word. It resonates with you because it's truth. You can't pick it apart. When you hear the true word of God, it just hits you in your soul, and there's no denying it. They too will listen to my voice. And there shall be one flock and one shepherd. And there we shall remember that there is one true God and that we are all one. We are all of God. And that is so important. And that to me just hit me like a brick wall, because it's like that, just that alone summarizes everything we need to know about God, about Jesus Christ, about ourselves, about Jesus's mission, and how our mission is a reflection of Jesus's mission, you know. And it's that quote is really what inspired me to do this podcast, you know. And it's just it's crazy that we live in a world that uses the term goat, you know. And my hopes with my media company that I'm creating, that I'm releasing this podcast under, Immaculate Consumption, my logo now, for now on, is going to be the sheep, because I am part of Jesus's flock, you know. So that's all I want to represent and push out there, is that positivity, you know, because it is not a bad thing to be a sheep. Do not let society allow you to live backwards, you know. And that's why I'm going to adopt the sheep as my logo. And I really just want you guys to understand that this is of the utmost importance, because we don't know how much time we have left. And every day when you turn on social media, YouTube, go outside, look at the news, there is more and more stuff happening that shows us that the end is near. Maybe not in my lifetime, but maybe in the next. And maybe it is in my lifetime. I'm only 27. But all I know is that I cannot stress enough with you guys the importance of getting right with God and building that relationship. Not just saying you've gone to church here and there and you know what the Bible's about, but you don't actually know his words. And if you don't know his words, you don't know God. And like he said, in I believe Revelations, you know, the day will come when you guys come to him and he will shoo you away and say, be gone, I do not know you. You are an evil doer, because he does not know you. When God tells you he does not know you, it's because you have proven time and time again you don't want to get to know him. You might know that he exists. You might know that he's real. But you don't even know anything about him. You don't know why he's loving. You don't know why he cares about you. You don't know why he allows things to happen in your life. So when the day comes and you're like, but God, I didn't kill, I didn't do these things, he's like, you were still doing evil. You were still participating in sin. And your greatest sin was knowing that I exist, knowing that I'm real, and not even attempting to get to know me. And there's nothing greater than being in Jesus's flock. And I just want to quote from 2 Corinthians 5:17, where it says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here." When you walk with Jesus Christ, you are born anew. You are a brand new person. You have truly repented for your sins and you are truly forgiven. Up until you fully commit and give yourself to Jesus Christ, it doesn't matter how much quote-unquote repenting you believe you've done, you have not. You are not born anew. That's why you fall back to old habits. And even when you are born anew, you still will fight that fight of falling back. But you will have the wisdom and the knowledge to know better when you are and to correct it. Nobody's saying once you walk the path and you start following Jesus, you're just perfect like he was. No, we are humans. We are all flesh. But the key is remembering that you are part of Jesus' flock and remembering what Jesus would do in that moment and acting like he would, no matter how hard it is, no matter how hard it is to resist any and all temptations. You have to do it. And it's a day-by-day process. I'm really only starting my journey the past few months. But within the past few months, God has blessed me with wisdom and knowledge and courage enough to create this podcast, to start pushing this message out on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, whatever means necessary, to put it on my clothing. You know, to walk firmly in my faith without fear of persecution. And there's honestly no more liberating and great feeling than that right there. And with that being said, I think that's a great place to end the video. It's like 20 minutes, just a nice little introductory podcast for you guys, just to get in the flow of things, you know. And I really want you guys to just kind of meditate on all this and really understand Jesus's love for you, because there's nothing like it. There's really nothing like it, and we can't even fathom it in this human experience, because the idea and the concept of love we have for our friends and family does not compare. I can't even imagine waking up every day and feeling the pain of 7 billion plus people. That's crazy, because when I feel the pain of 4 of my friends, I get anxiety. It's overwhelming. You know? And Jesus felt that for every single person, even before they were born. He feels the suffering still of each and every one of us. And like, it makes me speechless, because it's something that I'm really starting to comprehend now. And like I said, I'm 27 years old, turning 28. So it's not too late for those that are younger than me. It's not too late for those that are older than me. Just do not be a lukewarm Christian. Either go all in on God's side or understand when the time comes, he will shoo you away. And as a Christian, as a God-fearing man, as a follower of Christ, that is the last thing I want for anybody on this planet. I don't care what you've done. I do not want that for anybody. And, it's never too late, you guys. So I just want to end with a prayer. So Father God, I pray for each and everyone that is listening to this, that you grant them wisdom and understanding of themselves and where they currently are, and soften their heart, because our hearts are very cold in this world right now. So please soften their hearts so that they can really absorb your love, and so that they can heal, so that they can become a greater version of themselves and actually understand the love and the happiness that you can bring them, and to find peace of mind and to be able to spread that to those they love and everybody around them so that we can ease each other through the suffering that is this life. God, I pray that you just watch and protect over all of us each and every day, and that everybody who is listening is touched by this, and not today, not tomorrow, whenever you deem it their time, that they are ready to accept you and walk alongside you and to be a member of your flock. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So, this has been episode one of the Dial for Jesus podcast with your host, All-Star Dave. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I hope you guys pray for me the way I pray for y'all, and I hope you have a blessed day and continue to fight the good fight of faith, and I will see you guys next time. Peace.